podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons. Breakfast XFM. It's Danny with Specs on XFM.
It's Danny.
It's Breakfast XFM.
It's Danny.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
Hello there, thanks for downloading this podcast. The thing is, right, in our first week on XFM Breakfast, we had so much good stuff that we thought that rather than just put out one podcast, we'd put out one plus this little bonus one. So please enjoy more from Kasabian, James Corden, Noel Gallagher, and Matt Dyson's new regular feature, Nice One Dyson.
XFM.
We are XFM. This is the all-new XFM Breakfast Show. Myself, Danny Wallace. Noel Gallagher is on the line. And we're talking about Noel Gallagher's high-flying birds. Where did the name come from?
The name came from... I was kind of... I wasn't really looking for a name, but I was kind of thinking, can I see my name in lights? Noel Gallagher. And I was thinking, It's not very glamorous, do you know what I mean?
Well,
I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have something? And anyway, I was kind of like, I can't remember now whether I was listening to the radio or it came on the iPod at home, but a song by Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac came on, and I thought, what if I was called Noel Gallagher's something? And then... maybe a month passed, and there's a song by Jefferson Airplane called High Flying Bird, and I was kind of, I was looking through some, and that name just jumped out, and I was had a bit of a eureka moment and wrote it down and thought, I think that was really cool.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean anything. so I kind of wrote it down and I thought, that's really cool.
Well, I think it's a great name. I do worry that some people might go to gigs, if you're going on tour or something, expecting some kind of Noel Gallagher sort of circus act.
Well, what they can expect is, the rest of the band, the six aerostesses, it's going to be pretty much like that. Pretty much like that Robert Palmer video.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, at this stage, why not, you know?
Yeah.
One of the perks of the job's got to be having a lot of chicks in the band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can expect a good night out.
That's good. And in terms of a tour, you mentioned that you'll do some kind of tour. Any information on that? I'm guessing around October time.
It starts in Dublin on the 23rd of October, which we've come up with this cunning plan where we do a gig exactly a week after the album's out. Never been attempted before.
Where'd you get your crazy ideas?
Well, I don't know. It's just flashes of genius just coming to me now and again, and it's like, yeah, let's do it. It's never been done before. It's going to be tough to pull it off.
Yeah.
We hope people can get their heads around it. And then it starts in Dublin, and then I couldn't tell you after that. I just worked from the first gig. But it's going to be... I'm going to do a little tour before Christmas, and then a bigger one after Christmas, hopefully.
A big one in 2012.
Yeah, 2012. God, it's 2012 already.
I don't want to panic you. It's 2011 right now.
But that's taking into account the world doesn't end next year, because a lot of people think it's going to end next year, don't they?
They do, but do we believe them, Noel?
No,
we don't.
Obviously. No, I mean, it's like that. The world was going to end on when the new millennium, the clock ticked and the planes were going to fall out of the sky and all that. And it was just, you know, life just got a little bit more rubbish. That's all that happened.
Is that right?
The same for 2012. No comets are going to be anywhere. You know, Jesus isn't going to appear.
Yeah.
You know, it's all just going to kind of be the same as it was the day before.
But I bet you still believe in Santa.
Well, do you know what? I was one of the first to flag it up at primary school.
You flagged it up?
Seriously. I said just two things. Can anybody tie their own shoelaces yet? Because I'm having real trouble with it. And Santa Claus, were we having that? Is anybody having it? And then what people will say was, but if you don't believe in him, he won't come. And be like, yeah, whatever. Tie my shoelaces for us and do one.
Hey, who's heard your new album? I mean, have you played it to anyone?
I haven't played it to anyone because I'm not that kind of person who'd walk around with a copy going, hey man, just check out my new moves. You know what I mean?
I'm not
like that. Nobody's asked, to be honest.
No one's asked?
No, I mean, people have said,
how does that make you feel as an artist and as a man?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, maybe they know better not to ask. I mean, you know, like when you've got kids and all that, it's not like back in the day where it used to be, right, all back to mine and we'll play it until you're all sick of it. It's kind of like, oh, when are we going to hear the new album? It's like, well, I don't get 5 minutes. So, you know, it's not like I can hire a venue and, you know, go blast it out. But the people who need to have heard it, have heard it. But then, you know, they all say they like it, but then they would, wouldn't they?
Is there a little bit of self-doubt creeping in here? I would like it if there was. I mean, you've always had the swagger. It's always been a great thing. But as you get older, as you have kids, does self-doubt creep in?
Only in the sense that, you know, you're getting older. I'm not... In regards to the music, I literally wouldn't be putting it out if I didn't think that it was the best that I could do at that point. So whether my circle of friends like it or not, it's irrelevant. I mean, I've got to say, my missus is not the biggest fan of anything I've ever done, ever.
Oh.
She's a bit like, well, it's not Kasabian, is it? You know what I mean?
What does she consider to be your worst work?
Oh, hang on. There's one on the new album she really doesn't like.
Is that right?
Yeah, the last track. When she seen on the track list, she said, "Oh God, you've got that bloody song on it." And I was like, "Well, someone might like it." She was going. Well, that's where the line came from. Well, it's hardly Kasabian, is it?
Oh man, I can see your relationship entirely, and you, sir, you are the child in that relationship, and you must accept it.
Listen. She's from Scotland. I know my place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
She's more northern than I am.
Yeah, precisely. And we never thought that was possible until she came into your life.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
With Danny Wallace. XFM.
You know what's quite disconcerting as a radio presenter?
Mm.
Fledgling radio presenter, let's call it. When you look down at your text screen and it's entirely in Spanish. I'm looking down here. Every text on this screen that's come in the last sort of 10 minutes is in Spanish.
That's true, yeah.
What do I do with this?
I can't go,
oh, this person says this and this has just happened. Bueno, acaban de poner serenata guayanese. Oh, more. More have just arrived. Los únicos de habla hispana. I don't know what this means. I'm lost. I'm bereft. I'm on a dinghy floating in the choppy Spanish waters.
Yeah.
It went down so well yesterday with the listeners and with you in particular, Matt, that you might like to hear a bit more of the amazing Paul. I was just wondering, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 about the all-new XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace?
Breakfast show? How excited?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing, I think.
Do you think that in some ways Danny Wallace has been sent here to save breakfast radio?
The only way I can describe Danny Wallace is another Jesus. Because I strongly believe Danny Wallace has been here to make people happier in the house in the morning. The guy deserves more than the words.
Yeah.
That's what I can say. Every 1,000 years the Lord make one like him. Some people you don't like, make one every 5 minutes. What can I say? I can't say more than that. If I say any more than that, it's not real. The real thing about it is that man, it makes people happy. It gives happiness to people in the morning. It's amazing. Mouth-to-mouth recommendation is the best in the world. Well, I can tell you, that guy, he deserves the medal of the Lord. Praise the guy. I know one day he'll go in heavens for that. Because I don't like to criticize other shows, but I can tell you one thing. This is amazing. This is happy. In the theater, like, some people, they pay money, like, Les Miserables, the French Revolution, a musical. Fantastic. But you pay money to cry. Now, Phantom of the Opera, the same thing. Amazing show, but you pay money to cry. Now, you go and see something like Queen of the Desert, something like that, you pay money to laugh. Like with Danny Wallace, you don't even pay nothing and you're happy. My God, what a giveaway. What a gift. Present from the Lord.
You're brilliant.
My name is Paul, sir, and I work here. But I tell you one thing, I love that show. I would recommend it even to my enemies. I don't have any enemies, but tell you, such an amazing show. How can you go wrong with a show like that? Come on.
Paul, you're a genius. Three cheers for Danny Wallace.
Danny Wallace, cheer, cheer, cheer.
The amazing Paul. I think he's going to become the voice of the show.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
With Danny Wallace.
XFM.
Random acts of kindness, they're coming in. It's exciting, Matt.
Very exciting.
When we do these things, I mean, you say that, but at the same time, you had the look of a lost man there in your eyes there again, because you realise you're going to have to do some of these things.
Possibly, yeah.
No, not possibly. Definitely. Let's say a quick hello to someone who's just texted in. They haven't said their name, so in fact, what's the point? I was about to. Whoever you are, you're in the office, you're on your own, you're the only woman. The men who are coming in are going to be grumpy, and you want us to play a track for you, which we will, but we don't know who you are. So this is one of six pointless links I'll be doing over the next week or so. So we asked you for random acts of kindness. They've started to come in. The great Bronwyn in Ealing, she gave a cab driver a cupcake yesterday after hearing us do something similar on the show. Jim from Stratford has just popped a 50p in someone's hand. I imagine it's a stranger. Otherwise, it's, you know, you're just paying someone for their services. Yeah. We have got Kirsty on the line. Confirmed listener, Kirsty, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Kirsty. I hear you once got held up by a goose.
Yeah.
Although that's not relevant to what we're doing today, but I do like it. What, give us the headline of that story.
What do you mean?
What happened with a goose, and why were you held up, and where were you going?
I was going to school, and I got detention for being late, even because the teacher didn't believe I got held up by a goose.
Serves you right. No, not really. I do apologise for
that. I lived in a village. It's not like I lived in London at the time.
Why couldn't you just, like, step to the left or right and carry on walking? What was it about this goose?
It was a guard goose.
What do you mean there's a guard goose?
I explained this last time I was in there.
Well, I wasn't here. All I know is you got held up by a goose. There was a giant goose outside a school.
No, okay, instead of guard dogs, some people have guard geese.
Right.
And wait, especially in the countryside. Like,
do you live in like an Enid Blyton story?
No.
Are you part of the Fantastic Four?
No.
Whatever they're called.
Regrettably.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's move past this goose, unlike you that day, and let's find out what your random act of kindness is, Kirsty.
I am just packing to go on my way to my boyfriend's house for 4 days to help with decorating the entire house.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing. I mean, it's a random act of kindness, but it's quite specific as well, quite targeted at someone you know, but it's a good thing to do. Are you looking forward to this 4 days of decorating fun?
Yeah, I guess.
Really?
I want to be an interior designer when I'm older, so...
All right, that's fair enough. And so you're helping him out, and so everyone's going to be very happy with you. Good work, Kirsty. You have done well. If we had the mugs made yet, you would definitely have been mugged. That's what we should say. Jack, confirmed listener, Jack is on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Where are you, Jack?
I'm in just outside Romford.
Now, Jack, what happened this week?
Basically, King's Cross Station, I saw £10 on the floor, and it's not like that's not really a common thing in King's Cross.
No.
So I picked it up, and... there was a charity box person.
Yes.
So I thought I'd throw it in the box.
Good work, Jack. So you had that £10. It was there. It was in your hands. You're already thinking, I could buy loads of yogurt with this. I could have three yogurts for my breakfast tomorrow. I could have a vanilla. I could have a peach and mango. And I could have like a surprise other. If you'd gone for a 3 for 2, you could have done it. You what?
The mystery yoghurt,
exactly. Brought some spark to your Wednesday morning, but instead, no. You took that £10, you saw the charity person, you popped it in, and how did it feel?
Exactly. It felt brilliant.
Good man. You are a terrific gentleman, and, you know, a fine example. I'm going to record this call, and I'm going to play it to my son every day until he's 21. Jack, you're a top man. Again, we don't have a mug, but if we did, you would have one. How does that make you feel?
Oh, brilliant.
You can pop a yoghurt in it.
Breakfast
Show
with Danny Wallace.
XFM. You're back with the XFM Breakfast Show. I was going to say Serge had managed to sort out the chair situation by standing up, but the noise you just heard was Serge hitting the microphone with his head.
Sorry, I was just laughing at Tom blowing a kiss down the mic.
Yeah, I kissed the mic. It's weird, isn't it?
Why were you kissing a microphone?
Because I'm happy.
Yeah, well, you should be happy.
Do you like the smell of these sponges?
I don't, I'll be honest.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Really?
It's a horrible situation to talk about, but you put me in the right weird place, right?
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is, right? Yeah. But it's a weird one, right? But the smell of the sponge is amazing.
That is not nice. That's the smell of sweat.
Oh, I can't smell. like, it's a sponge, you know, you should love sponges.
Oh, I think you've got a fresh one.
Yeah, this one's pretty fresh.
Mine's lovely.
It sounds like
I love them. Are you having it?
Starfish.
What are you saying? Weird.
Yeah, weird.
Hey, Serge, am I right in thinking you have started or are starting a production company with Noel Fielding?
Well, yeah, I'm doing the music on his TV show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, which I've heard great things about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be fun, and that's part. So you're setting up a company with him, or are you not? You seem cagey.
I don't. We're not capable of setting up a company.
I was going to say, you can't even sit on a chair.
There's a few tunes being written for the show.
Right, it was a rumour.
Imagine him, me and him, chairing a meeting.
I can't. I'm glad you've said all this.
He's got enough to deal with. You know what I mean?
How would you chair a meeting when you can't use a chair?
No, is that? Yeah, I have to stand up.
If you were going to start a company, Tom, with some kind of TV ideas, well, that is an XFM microphone holder.
Is it right? It's a sponge thing, you know.
Sponge thing on his finger.
Can I take this?
Sniff it.
Sniff it.
Please have that with my compliments.
That smells fresher than that one.
You've tuned into Sponges Today with Kasabian on XFM. Listen, tell me about the new track.
It's just brilliant. I don't know what to say. It's our fourth album. It's our first single. It's great. We love it. I hope people love it. I'm glad you love it
as well. It's fantastic.
That's why you're playing it, so thank you for that.
And we're going to play it tonight, but it's our record of the week all next week.
Thank God for that. You know what I mean? Well, there's nothing out there. You know what I mean? Seriously. You know what I mean? Come on. You know.
Who would you say is the antithesis of music today?
Well, it's a lot of child music. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sick of naming bands and stuff. I'm done with that.
Don't name them. Describe them.
No.
I was going for, to be honest, I'm not a very controversial broadcaster.
Bold and stale.
Yeah.
I
thought you were calling me.
No, you're not bold, you've got fine hair.
Hey, listen, why don't you introduce your track right now, tell people why you love it, why they should love it, and then we will play it, and it's our record of the week next week.
Right now.
Mm.
Like, who does that in a song and gets away with it?
Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace. XFM. Tell us something we don't know.
Here we go. This is exciting. We asked you to text us with something we don't know about bears. You have taken that challenge. You have risen to that challenge. You have conquered that challenge. And there are some very confused Venezuelans still texting in. I'd like to thank the people of Venezuela for their continued support this morning. It's meant a lot to us. I think Phil, Sporty Phil, will be very pleased that his Spanish went down so well.
Yeah.
A few texts saying you speak Spanish very well. That's very good.
That's nice.
But we're not here to talk about Venezuelans. We're here to talk about bears. That's the brief of the XFM breakfast show. Let's do the top five.
At number five.
Polar bears cannot get embarrassed.
According
to confirmed listener Billy America from Essex.
Billy America.
Who lost his front teeth playing chess.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Billy America. I was making light. I didn't realize. Playing chess?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. We'll get into that, Billy. Why don't you text us and let us know what's going on? Let's see what's next.
At number four.
Karen in Sidcup. Confirmed listener Karen deserves a mention, though she misunderstood and thought we wanted facts about bears.
I think it's amazing, I think.
Well, not really. What's next?
At number three.
Confirmed listener Mike the Electrician, what's your fact?
Polar bear's fur isn't actually white. It is, in fact, hollow and transparent.
The guy is amazing.
It is amazing. So polar bear fur is not actually white. It's hollow and transparent, Matt.
Amazing stuff.
It is amazing. Let's see what's next.
At number two.
Bears in Jellystone Park like to steal picnic baskets. That's from confirmed listener Fran in Chelmsford. But the number one thing that we asked you for, that you told us that we didn't know in today's Tell Us Something We Don't Know, is...
And the number one thing you told us that we didn't know in today's Tell Us Something That We Don't Know is...
Confirmed listener Mike the Electrician.
Chicago Bears play American football.
There you are, the Chicago Bears. The Bears of Chicago play American football.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
With Danny Wallace. XFM.
James Corden. James, you're playing... But it's just it does seem weird, doesn't it? Just having a chat as we do.
Yeah.
But set to music.
Yeah, I like
it. I sort of spin around in my chair. I point at you. Some music happens.
Well, you pointed with a pen, which is what I liked.
Yeah, I did. I can make it stop as well. Watch this. And again. Boom. Oh. It's a magic pen. James, you're the play, One Man, Two Governors.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you didn't want to plug stuff, but I just feel it would be nice to talk about it for a moment because...
Talk about it,
well, because it was the fastest selling show in the history of the National Theatre, is that right? It took £1 million in 2 weeks?
Well, that's what... It's on at the National Theatre at the minute, and it's sold out until when we finish there, which is at the end of September. The best thing you can say about it is it got like 5 stars in The Guardian and 5 stars in The Sun.
Oh, right, okay.
I think we might be the first play ever to do that. So,
I think it's the first play reviewed in The Sun.
It might be, but either way, it's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, and the great thing about us moving to the Adelphi is normally when you move to the West End, ticket prices go huge. And there are some tickets that you can buy for a lot of money, but then Nick Heitner, who's the artistic director of the National, is so great, has... because it's double the size. I think it's like 1,700 people.
Wow.
In the theatre that we're in. Every night that we're playing, there's 400 tickets that are priced between £12 and £15.
Wow. So that because already
well, so
heavily discounted.
Come. Mm. Well, no, it's not discounted.
Well, it just seems. It sounds like what? So
it's not discounted, Danny. That's
might
the
as well
price
give them away.
Of the tickets.
It seems so. They're trying to.
Trying to what? Invite people to the theatre who perhaps wouldn't always be able to go. That's what we're trying
awkward,
to do.
Isn't it? Awkward.
Well, you've made it awkward.
Did I discount the tickets? I don't think I did.
The tickets were never discounted.
Well, I wasn't responsible for that.
Just to be clear, they were never discounted.
Don't blame me. It just seems...
Okay.
It seems you're quite angry about this whole discount thing. Was it 3 for 1?
It's 3 for 1. Every night... It's 3 for 1 unless it's half an hour before the show, and then it's regularly 10 for 1.
Exactly. Don't shoot the messenger, James. You're coming across badly. You are also undertaking. Well, it seems. I mean, is this confirmed? Is this something you're actually doing? You're going to run from Paris to London?
Well, that's not. It's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed.
We're doing some tests.
You
have to see.
You're not doing it, are you?
No. That. That's also not what it is.
Okay. New Sound Matt, I need to bring you in at this time. Can you find the real story?
Of course he can't. But I did.
I don't know why.
Of course he can't. Wasn't even listening.
I was paying close attention. I ran a triathlon for the first time at the weekend. So
yep.
if
did
I can
you?
Do that, I think you can run all the way to Paris.
Well, that isn't what it is.
Okay,
that isn't what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it?
Good. That's the question.
Oh,
that's
man.
The question.
I didn't know you had Paxman in. Matt, can you get to the bottom of this story? Of course I can. What is it?
I'm sensing you don't want to answer. I'll step in and allow you some reprieve from the
I have more questions.
When is it? No, he's looking at me going, don't ask me. James, are you willing to play Smack My Pitch Up?
Absolutely.
Great. This is a new thing where essentially I'm going to try and sign you up for something
new.
Yeah, we've got Bradley Cooper in a couple of days. I've got lots of things for him. Bradley Cooper's Pewter Scooter. That's a kid's show, I think. The first one, you have to sign up to one of these. It's a TV show, I think.
Okay.
James Corden, Jordan Warden. Now, I would put you in charge of Katie Price for 1 month in order to stop her from doing anything at all that she wants. But this is, with this title, this could also be a sort of Sky One, Ross Kemp style thing about peace in the Middle East.
Yeah,
so, James Corden, Jordan Warden, are you in?
Of course.
You're into that one?
Yeah, yeah.
That was easy. Okay, so you're in, fine.
A similar show to that.
Yeah.
I've wanted to get off the ground, so me and a friend of mine came up with, was a show called, which we think Channel 5 would love, which is called Police Cordon. And it's a black studio.
Yeah.
And I'm in a big leather swivel chair surrounded by police tape in a square.
Yeah.
And all the show is I swivel around, look down the lens and go, this joker thinks he can get away with robbing a bank at 10 AM in the morning. Wrong.
Yeah.
Run VT.
Exactly. Great. Let me just cross that one out. James Corden's Courting Thwarting. Nice. So James Corden joins couples on a first date and spends the whole evening explaining why their relationship has no future. Are you in?
I sort of am, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
What do you prefer, Courting Thornton or Jordan Warden?
I prefer Courting Thornton.
All right, fine. I'll pitch that one first, and when we have the follow-up meetings, I'll pitch the second ones. James explains he contains veins. This is a 10-part series in which a miniature CGI James Corden travels through his own veins and right. describes what he sees. Are you in?
No.
You're not into that one?
No.
All right, fine. So you do say no to some. James Corden's Mormon Horseman. That's exactly as it sounds.
Yeah.
That's it.
Of course. Well, so it's me and a group of Mormon horsemen
yeah.
travelling around yeah. looking at various... Mormon
probably solving mysteries.
Solving crimes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, good. The only other one I've got, I don't know what this is, but James Staines Planes.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
XFM. So, Lee, tell me about your random act of kindness.
Basically, I was on the way back from my lunch hour on my scooter, and I see a couple of old ladies, bless them, in a Nissan Micra with a flat tyre.
Oh, yeah.
So I gave her a little tap on the window to let her know, and she already knew she was driving a quick fit, but she was never going to make it. So I offered to change it for her and change it to the side of the road.
Oh.
So she was made up, bless her. She tried to give me a fiver, but I didn't want it. It was just nice to be able to do something for someone else.
You're a top man, confirmed listener Lee. A couple of older ladies in a Nissan Micra, and you were like Sir Lancelot by the side of the road.
I don't know about that, mate. But
well, I do, sir, and you were. Thank you so much for your call and for being an amazing bloke.
Cheers, Danny.
Outside, I can tell you right now, I'm going to move my microphone, I'm going to stand up. Can I see him? There he is. Matt Dyson, newshound Matt Dyson, is standing outside the Hampshire Hotel in Leicester Square, and I can see him from my window. It's raining where you are, Matt.
It's raining, yes. It's very, very wet.
And you're standing there because I've made you stand there wearing a sleeveless... well, not sleeveless. A short-sleeved shirt. All around you, I can see there are... Oh, Matt, look over there on the left, straight away. There's
yeah.
a woman. There's a woman underneath the hotel thing. There's a woman with a green umbrella, but next to her with a purple bag, she's looking at her map. She
yeah,
clearly
yeah,
is lost.
Yeah, okay.
Approach and help.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm from the XFM Breakfast Show. Do you need any directions at all? You look like you need some directions. Where are you looking for?
Going to
Madame Tussauds. Madame Tussauds, right, okay.
Great,
that's
working.
Near Baker Street Tube, that is, which is just...
I think the man approached because he thought that Matt was trying to chat up the girl.
Baker Street, which is, sorry, just here.
Just tell him to get a cab.
There it is. You get a tube or a cab all the way to Baker
Matt,
Street.
Matt, a cab has just pulled up in front of you.
Say,
Matt, a cab has just...
cab will take you there if you want.
Matt, approach the cab now.
Okay.
And tell yep. him that these people want to go to Baker Street.
These people want to go to Baker Street. There's a new family going in. There's a new family going in. Someone else has got in the taxi.
You're usurped by a family of tiny children.
Sorry.
Right, walk away. You did
I'm getting
your best
a funny
though.
Look. The concierge just gave me a really funny look.
There's a man in a bowler hat who doesn't want you there. All right, move
it's
away.
It's really heavy, the rain now.
Yeah, it's very heavily raining. Matt, as a final one, can you see directly in front of you Food and News, the news agent.
The shop, yeah.
Now walk inside, please. Now I can't
okay,
see you
wait,
anymore.
I'm going to run out into the rain.
Yeah, run into the rain. Walk into Food and News. Do you have any money on you?
Yeah, I've got a little bit, yeah.
Okay, good. Take out maybe a pound coin, something like that. Choose,
okay.
Choose a chocolate bar.
A star bar.
You've got a star bar in your hand. Now walk up to the gentleman behind the counter and say, how much is this chocolate, please?
How much is this chocolate, please? 70 pence.
70 pence. Say that's reasonable. Now hand over the money.
That's reasonable. Here's 80p. Got it in change.
Good. And now say, sir, I would like to give you this star bar.
I would like to give you this star bar.
On behalf of the XFM listeners.
On behalf of the XFM listeners.
Your reaction, please.
Your reaction, please.
Hello?
Hello, my name's Danny Wallace from the XFM Breakfast Show, just nearby. My friend there's just bought you a star bar. How do you feel?
Good.
Pretty good?
Yeah,
good. Excellent work. Thank you. Enjoy the star bar, sir.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
With Danny Wallace. XFM.
So there you go. That was your little bonus extra podcast for this week. There'll be another one on Friday. I don't know everything that'll be on it because we haven't done it yet. But Jason Manford will be on it as well as Ed Sheeran. Bye.
XFM.